creation of the world and the ensuing eternal torment of Mount Bermo Timber. The rising sun posts a sunbeam in a letter. The letter discusses how to square the circle. The letter also contains the moon and stars. The missive is delivered to the world bird who nests above Jupiter. Jupiter has several moons who have a discussion in which they decide to create a new world. These creative moons take a dollop of class one nothing, wearing a bowler hat. From out of a black hole, all things are possible in this best of all possible universes. These crazy moons mix a soupçon of darkness from the unshaved face of the deep. They toss it about a bit on the horns of the sacred cosmic cow and upla. Animals, birds, fishes, and green plants materialize from the bowels of the void as if by magic. Or Japanese technology, encouraged by their success. The animated moons fashion man out of sacred cosmic cow dung and follow up this coup with woman. Beautiful breasts, but no penis. Soon, fishes dance in thin air. And it's fun, fun, fun on planet Earth. Until the serpent is rolled out from the last stale scrap of cosmic cowpat. The serpent is the archetypal, free market entrepreneurial spiv who unbalances the cosmic equation to see how he can exploit suffering and chaos on a global scale. He is found wanting more as God appears on the scene as a great shiny robot when the seventh sunrise explodes in golden glory uplifted from below the horizon, on the back of a gigantic turtle, man and woman make love, which is an experience as good as it is evil. And so, God sends down one of his angelic hitmen to evict them from paradise for neglecting safe sex. They are expelled, cast out into the brutal world to earn their bread by standing on their own two feet and cultivating a viable, marketable image. Not surprisingly, they relapse into the forbidden joys of sex. The serpent, now consigned forever and a day to a burning, fiery pit, laughs his fangs off. Millions of people arrive in a wingbeat of the world bird in the form of children. The world is beautiful. Lush green hills, broiling seas, gods and greenery. Next, the white man's civilization appears like acne on the face of the planet, leaving slimy trails of pollution from its armor-plated snails of destruction. Soon, after the start of bourgeois history, the clapped-out old poet and wastrel Mount Bermo Timber dies and plummets into the gas flames of hell. The assembled demons demand that his latest miss single, the return of the big bad two-toed stereophonic slope, be performed non-stop. An enthusiastic audience, they howl, jeer, gibber and cavort, demanding endless encores. So the poor old sod has perforce to play on throughout all eternity, his red-hot jaws harp blistering his lips. Perpetual performance is hell.